With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has ordered the repositioning of two U.S. nuclear submarines. This decision coming after what he calls highly provocative statements by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. He and the president have had conflict online in recent days. The impact on U.S. nuclear subs, which routinely patrol global hotspots, remains unclear. President Trump says safety first for the U.S. is priority.
Where are being deployed nuclear submarines?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had to do that. We just have to be careful. And a threat was made, and we didn't think it was appropriate, so I have to be very careful. So I do that on the basis of safety for our people. A threat was made by a former president of Russia, and we're going to protect our people.
President Trump has removed the head of the agency that produces the monthly job figures after a report showed hiring slowed in July and was much weaker in May and June than previously reported.
I think her numbers were wrong, just like I thought her numbers were wrong before the election. Days before the election, she came out with these beautiful numbers for Kamala.
Erica McTaffer, the director of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, was dismissed. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting says it will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the U.S. Senate. Correspondent Ken Lormond has more.
The demise of the corporation known as CPB is a direct result of the president targeting it. Mr. Trump has called the CPB a monstrosity and has long said that public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer dollars to display an extreme liberal bias in its news programs. CPB says it's informed its employees that most staff positions will end with the fiscal year on September 30th. It said a small transition team will stay in place until January to finish any remaining work.
Authorities have launched a manhunt after a shooting at a Montana bar that's left four people dead. This is SRN News. Some unexpected findings in a new mayoral poll out of New York City. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Democratic candidate Zoran Mamdani continues to lead all comers in the race, and he is the most popular name with the city's large Jewish population, despite his anti-Israel views. According to a poll from Zenith Research, 43% of Jewish voters in the city plan to cast their ballots for Mamdani versus 26% who favor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat running as an independent. Because there are so few Republicans in New York, whoever wins in November is liable to be a Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court has struck down a colonial-era law in St. Lucia that criminalized homosexuality. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station. More from correspondent John Scott.
That's after they were sidelined by Boeing Starliner trouble and other issues. SpaceX launched the U.S., Japanese, Russian crew from Florida on Friday. They'll reach the space station this weekend, replacing colleagues who launched in March as fill-ins for NASA's two stuck astronauts. Leading the taxi flight for NASA is Zena Cardman. She was yanked from a SpaceX flight last year to make room for Starliner's test pilots, whose capsule was judged too dangerous to fly. John Scott reporting.
Former Food Network star Paula Deen has abruptly closed the Savannah, Georgia restaurant she started with her two sons nearly three decades ago. Paula Deen says she and sons Jamie and Bobby Deen had made a heartfelt decision to close The Lady and Sons. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.